ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 16. Santustasya,
Santustasya,
Nirihasya,
Nirihasya,
Swa,
Swa,
Atma Aramasya,
Atma Aramasya,
Yet,
Yet,
Sukham,
Sukham,
Kutaha,
Kutaha,
Kutaha, कामलोभेन
कामलोभेन
धावतः
धावतः
अर्थइहाय
अर्थइहाय
दिशः
दिशः
संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य
संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य
स्वात्मा रामस्य यत्सुखं
स्वात्मा रामस्य यत्सुखं
कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन
कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन
धावतो हर्यथेयः दिशा संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य
संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य
स्वात्मा रामस्य यत्सुखं
स्वात्मा रामस्य यत्सुखं
कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन
कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन
धावतो हर्यथेयः दिशा
धावतो हर्यथेयः दिशा
संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य
संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य
स्वात्मा रामस्य यत्सुखं
स्वात्मा रामस्य यत्सुखं
कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन
कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन
धावतो अर्थे हया दिशः
धावतो अर्थे हया दिशः
संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य
संतुष्टस्य निरीहस्य
स्वात्मा रामस्य यत्सुखं
स्वात्मा रामस्य यत्सुखं
कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन
कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन
धावतो अर्थे हया दिशः
धावतो अर्थे हया
Santushtasya.
Santushtasya.
Of one who is fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness.
Of one who is fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness.
Nirihasya.
Nirihasya.
Who does not endeavor for his livelihood.
Who does not endeavor for his livelihood.
Sva.
Om.
Atmaramasya.
Atmaramasya.
Who is self-satisfied.
Who is self-satisfied.
Yet.
Yet.
That.
That.
Sukham.
Sukham.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Kuta.
Kuta.
Where.
Where.
That.
That.
Such happiness.
Such happiness.
Kamalobhena.
Kamalobhena.
Impelled by lust and greed.
Impelled by lust and greed.
Dhavataha.
Dhavataha.
Of one who is wandering here and there.
Of one who is wandering here and there.
Artha ihaya.
Artha ihaya.
With a desire for accumulating wealth.
With a desire for accumulating wealth.
Disha.
Disha.
In all directions.
In all directions.
Translation. One who is content and satisfied and who links his activities with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, residing in everyone's heart, enjoys the transcendental happiness without enduring for his livelihood. Where is such happiness for a materialistic man who is impelled by lust and greed and who therefore wanders in all directions with a desire to accumulate wealth? Sada santusta manasah sarva shiva maya nishah sharkara kashta kadibhyo yathon pad pad shivam. Sada, always, santustasya manaha, for a person who is self-satisfied. Sarvaha, everything. Shiva mayaha, auspicious. Tisha, in all directions. Sarkara, from pebbles. Kantaka adibhyaha, and thorns, etc. Yatha, as. Upanat padaha, for a person who has suitable shoes. Shivam, there is no danger or auspicious. Translation. For a person who has suitable shoes on his feet, there is no danger when even he walks on pebbles and thorns. For him, everything is auspicious. Similarly, for one who is always self-satisfied, there is no distress. Indeed, he feels happiness everywhere. santushtakena vara janvatteta pivarina aupasthajyehi karpanyad grahapalayate jana. Santushtasya, a person who is always self-satisfied. Kena, why? Why? Or rajan, okay, not varte, should live happily. Api, even, varina, by drinking water. Aupasthasya, due to the genitals. Jihvaya, and the tongue. Karpanya, because of a wretched misery condition. Grahapalayate, he becomes exactly like a household dog. Jana, such a person. My dear king, a self-satisfied person can be happy even with only drinking water. However, one who is driven by the senses, especially by the tongue and genitals, must accept a position of a household dog to satisfy his senses. Purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. According to the Shastras, a Brahmana or a cultured person in Krishna consciousness will not enter anyone's service to maintain body and soul together, and especially not for the satisfaction for senses. A true Brahman is always satisfied. Even if he has nothing to eat, he can drink little water and be satisfied. This is only a matter of practice. Unfortunately, however, no one is educated in how to be satisfied in self-realization. As explained above, a devotee is always satisfied because he feels the presence of the Super Soul within his heart and thinks of Him 24 hours a day. That is real satisfaction. A devotee is never driven by the dictation of the tongues and genitals, and thus he is never victimized by the laws of material nature. Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Sharakaya Chakshuhul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sadrujatam Sagana Raghunathantam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. One who is content and satisfied and who links his activities with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, residing in everyone's heart, enjoys the transcendental happiness without endeavoring for his livelihood. Where is such happiness for a materialistic man who is impelled by the lust and greed and who therefore wanders in all directions with a desire to accumulate wealth? For a person who has suitable shoes on his feet, there is no danger even when he walks on pebbles and thorns. For him, everything is auspicious. Similarly, for one who is always self-satisfied, there is no distress. Indeed, he feels happiness everywhere. My dear king, a self-realized person can be happy even with only drinking water. However, one who is driven by the senses, especially by the tongue and genitals, must accept the position of a household dog to satisfy his senses. Wow! What a bombshell. So Prabhupada is putting a very, very straightforward explanation for the ultimate selfishness and for each and every living entity, the ultimate selfishness is centered on Vishnu. नते विदु स्वार्थ गतिं हि विष्णु दुराशयाय बहिरर्थमानिना अंधा यथा अंधै उपनिहवाना ते पिशतंद्रा कुरुपा दाम निबलिया मतिम न कृष्णे स्वतः परतो वा मिथो विपत्ते गृह प्रतानाम अदांत गोभी विशतांत मिश्रण पुनः पुनः पश्चन विपं चलना. These two slokas recited by Prahlad Maharaj out of his realization. It says people do not know their ultimate selfishness, which is Vishnu. And therefore they end up bahirarthamani, end up going away or eccentric. We call eccentric a person who is mad. He is of no normal social values and he thinks something utopian. He doesn't care for something of value system. For him, sense gratification is the only value. Indriya, trupti, kutumba bharanenava, and simply to maintain the family. These are the two things. So, they become eccentric. Rather, we are advised to become concentric. Keep the center of Lord Krishna. Otherwise, we'll be losing our own self for a little miserliness of sense gratification. Sense gratification is called miserliness. When we are impelled by the mode of passion and ignorance. So, the idea is that Matinna Krishna Svataha Paratova. One cannot establish his concentration on Lord Shri Krishna because he is so much covered by this sense gratification, the desires to lord it over. What he does, he may attempt by himself to find out the solution. Keep Krishna out. I will manage. I have the skill. I have this. I have that. I can do without him. What is the necessity? He feels completely sort of independent on him. Paratava. He may take help of others. Or mithobipatya. They make a United Nations, Prabhupada said, even though they will fail. He jokes. United Nations means he's supposed to keep the nations united. But every year we see new flame. Means there is a split in the existing nation and they become two or multi. It's not it's disunitedly united. So, Paratah asks Mithobi Padhyata, even by the group decision, one cannot achieve the transcendental happiness or the real selfishness because they have unbridled senses. Adanta Govi, Go means the Indriya, senses. Adanta means unbridled, uncontrollable. The body is the chariot. Five senses are five horses. And they are connected by the rope or the leash. That is the mind. And intelligence is the driver. If the driver doesn't hold the reins properly, then the horses will go in different directions. Because everyone has a different subject matter for the sense gratification. Even though in the absence of one, the sense gratification becomes more solid. Suppose if somebody becomes blind and he will get the work done by seeing through the other senses. He will touch and try to listen and get the familiarity. Means he is getting the work of seeing through the other senses. Is it not? So, Adanta Gopi, the rain should be in the hand of intelligence. And if intelligence is not determined, he will not hold the reins tightly to control the senses, the horses. So, in such a condition, what is the fate of the passenger called the soul in this body? Completely confused, because he doesn't know where is he going, but he is very uncomfortable. He is not happy. He is not happy. He is very uncomfortable. Therefore, Atmaramastya. Who can become Atmaram without controlling the senses? Nobody can. And they don't have any knowledge or even desire to become self-controlled. How is it possible to become happy or self-satisfied? No chance. Therefore they end up become eccentric. Means going away from the reality. And looking here and there for the happiness which is right within himself. He becomes so much entrapped into the position, profit, adoration, distinction in the society that he thinks that is the life. And simply, if you see, once he is established in such an empire that he has created, he lives simply for two things. The tongue and the genitals. The tongue is most voracious. It is extremely difficult to control. The tongue. But the genitals can be controlled even by becoming a dysfunctioned. And dysfunctioning comes so quickly that the life becomes frustrated. But the hankering keeps on going and people do unrecommended activities just to satisfy the genitals. Pranad Maharaj tells when he prays to Lord Narsingadeva that Janmai Tunadi Grahamedi Sukhamhi Tucham Kanduya Eno Karayori Iva Dukkha Dukkham Trupyanti Neha Krapana Bahu Dukkha Bhajam Kanduti Vaan Manasi Jam Savisha Eta Dheera. Dheera. Dheera means a sober person. For those who are Grahamedis, means only living in the four walls for the self, the sense of self, sense gratification. They are called adhiras. But the dhira is a different. He knows that the pleasure which is derived from the sense gratification, maitunadi, starting from the sense of touch to all other senses, because the rule is the senses which are coming into contact with the objects of sense gratification, they themselves are the bidding ground for the miseries. Therefore, a dhira tatra na muhyati, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, and dhira is supposed to control, because he is not bewildered, that means he should be under control. He is keeping everything under control. He is not under control, he is the controller. A dhira means he is the controller. So that flickering pleasure by the sense of touch is so much insignificant, tuccha. It doesn't have much value. And in Kali Yuga, people make it the highest valuable thing. They may try artificial means like Viagra and all that just to make it not tuccha, but something more significant. People can invent things to put up the insignificant thing into the limelight and make it most important and major objectivity. Important, most important objectivity. You can see big, big, big boards. And medical clinics are telling, want to improve your sex life? Come and see us. And Bhagavatam says, it is tuccha. Janmaitunadi grahamedi sukhami tuccham. It gives an abhas, but not real happiness. How is it? Karnuyena karayor eva dukkha dukkha. If you get a little pimple on your hand and just try to apply your little finger around it, you feel that pleasure. Right? But that pleasure is the breeding ground, because more you do, rub around your skin, more it will be painful. And it will become a big blister. So, trupyanti ne, there is no satisfaction. Kripana, for those miserly people who do not know the value or the depth of happiness within himself, they are ignorant of that. Trupyanti ne kripana bahudukkha bhaja, and they become the recipient of loads of miseries. Kandutivan, one who is controlled, sa vishaheta dhira. One who controls the urge of the sense of touch becomes Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Vishay means the object, Vishay means the subject, and the object is the sense gratification, the object of sense gratification. So there is Vishaya and there is Ashraya. Vishaya and Ashraya. Vishaya means the subject matter, Ashraya means the object. They don't know the real Ashraya is Krishna. Therefore, Vishaya should be the devotional service. But they think, we are dependent upon Mother Nature, and whatever is the best, and we must live on it and make the best out of it. The best out of it, Mother Nature is telling about that I am a maid servant of Lord Krishna. So if we see for her itself, who is not independent, makes the ashraya Lord Krishna, one can't be. So, until those points, it is simply a matter of illusion. We have to follow in the footsteps of the great. I got a beautiful email today telling about a very nice realization and in the form of a poetry written by Vedanta Deshika. Vedanta Deshika is a great scholar and a devotee in Ramananda Sampradaya. And he wrote beautiful poems of his realization. And this time, this is the compilation of Brahmacharya. The subject matter is in the conversation between Parvati and Lakshmana. Parvati took the form of a parrot and Lakshmana is there, and she was very astonished to see the celibacy of Lakshmana. And the parrot is asking him questions. That the opposite sex, woman like is fire and the man is like pot of ghee. If they come together, naturally it's going to melt. And how is it that you are becoming so much confirmed in your vows to go along with Ramchandra? Then Lakshman replies, this sanskar depends upon the virtuous parents. If they are spec pure, their progeny is also spec pure, because by virtue of cultivation of that knowledge, he will have all chances to respect and will not become subjected to the fall down. Then the parent asks again that even in that case, you are obedient and but you were alone, your brother and Sita, they were there, and many times Ramchandra has to go out. So if a woman, a beautiful woman is there, and if she has beautiful flowers and beautiful fruits, anybody can fall down. Then Lakshman replies, well, I have given up my wife for the service of Lord Ramchandra. Therefore, my attention is in service of my brother. So how is it possible that I can fall down? Then the parrot asks another question. So even in trying circumstances, one is not advised to stay alone with his sister, mother, etc. So how is it that one doesn't get any moment out of all the time togetherness? A slight moment is also available. Why not that a person can fall down? And Lakshmi replies that I see only the lotus feet of Mother Sita, where she is wearing the nupur, but I do not see the earrings and other ornaments. So it is possible that I cannot fall down. You can see these kind of questions are there, and Parvati became very pleased that how one can develop the sense of controlling over the material senses. senses are impetuous. They dictate an ordinary karmi man. But the Shastra advises that to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to purify the senses. Or the senses should be engaged in the service of the master of the senses. Then and then it is possible. So, Lakshman was so much determined. This determination is supported by the cultivation of that culture which is of the Supreme Personality of God and all that is related to Him. A beautiful conversation about 15 questions to ask, like that. Very nice. So, yehi sanspashaja boga dukkhayomaya evate adyantavanta kaunte nate ramteshu buddha. The intelligent person knows that the sense gratification obtained by the contact of the senses, they are itself the breeding ground for the miseries. Therefore, an intelligent person does not take interest in them. That is the nature. Is it too hard? But we, out of ignorance, we all came through those of Maya. And we have to uplift ourselves. How can we become Atman or self-satisfied? How can we engage in devotional service? How is it possible? These are so much exalted examples, but their methodology is still valid as of today. It's not out of any question. But we have to become intelligent. We have to look into the proper guidance and cultivation. That even in the extreme old age, person doesn't leave the taste of the sense gratification. Krishna also tells in Bhagavad Gita how to dominate our senses. So they can be engaged in Krishna service. So, vishaya vini vartante niraharasya dehina raso varjan raso apyasya param drashtva nivartate. Krishna says that vishaya vini vartante. Minivartante, all the vishayas, all the senses are going to look for their objects of sense gratification. That is their business. They need engagement. Right? So, vishaya minivartante. They will keep looking for the sense of object, even though niraharasya dehinaha. You don't provide obstinately. So for example, fasting. We fast. I don't want to feel. I want to become slim. But what will you do after becoming slim? Self-gratification. You will attract more so-called higher qualifications or self-gratification. That is the idea. But if you do not feed the stomach, you will become weak at the maximum. But do you think the impetuous senses are going to become weak? By not providing the food to the stomach, you think you are in control? No. As soon as you got an opportunity, there we go. The senses will jump like a serpent which is crushed under the foot. Suppose if you have, and you have your foot on the head of the serpent, he cannot do anything, right? But as soon as you lift up your foot, it will bite you. So senses are like that. Wicked serpents. Artificially, you cannot subjugate them. So, raso varjam, raso apyas. You replace that lower taste with the higher taste. That is the vision and that is the application of those who are paramdrashtva. The supreme, the superior energy must be employed in order to counteract the effects of the inferior energy. You cannot become or create a vacuum by simply artificially removing all these things. No. Because the taste is going to be there. You can't kill the taste. You may not provide artificially. The example Prabhupada gave, Kaushik. Kaushik means Vishwamitra. He was restraining his senses for 60,000 years and simply tinkling ankle bell of Menka got him down. He was artificially trying to become a Brahman. He was born in Kshatriya. His modes are overwhelming, passionate. And he has a friend, Vasishtha Muni. Vasishtha Muni, at that time, the Satya Yuga, there's a higher caste. Brahminical caste is a higher caste. And Kshatriyas are underneath them. That is the virtue of cooperation. And Brahmins are the head of society, Kshatriyas are the arms. But without the head, what is Kshatriya going to do? So Brahmins were very, very staunch, and they wouldn't mix. Even they would not have inter-caste marriages. Those systems came in Dwapar and then ultimately in Kali Yuga everything is something. We still have a rudimentary system. We try to look in our caste first. But in West, who knows the caste? Everybody's a Shudra and it's intermingling like that. But it was for the perfection of the human society, a Brahminical culture, and actions and restraining all the senses the way it has been documented makes a better progeny, which has more inclination for the retention of the Brahminical culture. Otherwise it will be Varnashankar. Krishna says, if I don't act, then I become the cause of making a mixed up progeny, Varna Sankara. So, satisfaction of the soul depends upon the controlling the senses and not anything else. Because these are the same senses who make the soul confused. And make him fall down. So, how is it possible for the materialistic man to ever get happiness? It's simply wishful thinking. So, this is very important. There's a beautiful analogy. For a person who has suitable shoes on his feet, there is no danger even when he walks on the pebbles and thorns. So, if the shoes fit, wear it. We generally say like that. But, we try to, even if we have shoes, if we do not know how to walk, then Therefore, careful guidance is required. A bona fide spiritual master takes that responsibility and he becomes the sutradhar, karanadhar, and guides our career. They come back to God. Where there is the boat to cross over the material existence, is the guide on the path of spiritual realization. It's one and the same thing. So, Krishna is advising Arjuna from the very beginning. Your confusion is because of sense gratification. Even more of goodness, you are bound up. Control your senses. Then and then you will realize what is your real duty. What is your real duty? And he started telling from the very first instruction, Matraspashastukhaunte Sitoshana Shukhdukkada Agama Upahina Tanstitikshobhara. This pleasures and pains are just like the seasonal changes of heat and cold. You have to simply tolerate. That because they are coming and going in nature. Why should you be disturbed? It's better to tolerate. So in this way, the formula for self-satisfaction is laid in, and the real duty, while one remains in the varnashram system, is to serve the Supreme or for the pleasure of the Supreme, has been indicated. That is the virtue of a Brahmana or a cultured person in Krishna consciousness, is said. Therefore, he will not accept anybody's service. A real Brahmana will not accept anybody's service simply to maintain his body and soul. He can live on water. Cultivate that ajagar vritti. Don't work hard. You are supposed to retire. We have more of our time in the life system of a dependency. Of a dependency rather than only about 25 years we try to remain independent. So 75% of our life remains under dependency. So why should we be swaying away? And actually we are never independent even in social terms because we depend upon each other. Our commerce depends upon the consumer and the merchant. Demand and supply. It's a dependent phenomenon. It's not an independent phenomenon. It makes our bodies dance. And that is also the nature of life. So, for self-realization, these are very important points. And it is an experience by the virtue of cultivation of the knowledge that one verifies the fact of happiness. So, that is the qualification being recommended for a civilized human being. For a civilized human being. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any questions? Yeah.
One question, Maharaj, and one comment. I just heard this class, and Actually, someone was asking Srila Prabhupada whether when one gets old, the desire for sense gratification goes away. And Srila Prabhupada actually said, actually, this is foolishness. And he was making the point that, especially for those who are not trained, And then he gave a nice example, which I thought was really funny. And therefore, he said, Prabhupada says, therefore, the old man, the father, and the son, they meet by chance in a club for naked dance. He said like this.
But there is also a very nice story about between Birbal and Akbar. It is illustration is given. One time, Birbal was talking on the same subject to Akbar. That the senses are so impetuous, you know, that even an old man cannot forget. He will be attracted. And even at the stage of dying, it will be so impetuous. A person is about to die, you know, he will be attracted to opposite sex. Akbar says, no way, I don't. You better show me the proof, otherwise I'll behead you. So Akbar told, then, my dear king, you have a beautiful daughter, right?
Yes, okay.
Tell her to make a good makeup and we'll go and visit tomorrow to some person. I know that he's about to die. But I'll instruct her when to come because I want to see that opportunity when he's about to die. I will tell her to come. Akbar says, no problem. And they visited the hospital where there was one old man about to die. And Birbal and Akbar were there nearby talking and watching. So the person was about to die and Birbal signaled the girl to come in front of him and just to pass by. The old man saw the girl and he was moving his head and then he died. Yeah. So Akbar says, Birbal, you outwitted me this time too. I said, that's my function. So the idea is that this kind of story was to complement this particular thing. It is madness. But because we have been habituated from time immemorial to come in the context of sense gratification. And out of that, the sex desire is the most impetuous.
And the question is, there's a word, kena is given here, kena, and the translation is given why. Is it true that the kena of Upanishad is mostly made of questions?
That's correct. Kena of Upanishad. Atha kena upayena. So, by what? All the questions, actually, that we are trying to understand in the language and in the material nature, they were meant for our relationship with the Supreme. Why, when, what, how? All the questions are for our inquiries of our reality, not for temporality of fantasy out there. Kena Upanishad is very beautiful. I say that is also called Prashna Upanishad. Prashna Upanishad. That's Kena Upanishad.
Question. Now you use the word being transcendental selfishness is for Vishnu.
The real selfishness.
Yeah, real selfishness. What does, can you just explain that a bit more?
The self is its part and parcel of the Supreme Self, Vishnu. Isn't it? So, Selfishness is the nature of self. But which self are you talking? The ultimate self is the soul, and he's in part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. So his selfishness belongs to Vishnu. But this self, who out of enviousness of Vishnu makes himself the center, and then he expands like I, me, mine. Striyo punsan maithuni bhavam etat tayoropi ahu radaya granti atah griha kshetra apta suttai janasyepa mohoyam aham manaki. This is how we expand our empire. Maithuni bhavam. Man thinks that the woman is made for me, and woman thinks man is made for me. Actually, this nature is called woman, means objects of sense gratification. It's not a bad word, because Prabhupada clears up. For a man, woman is woman, and for a woman, man is woman. It's a compliment. So, this is the root cause of our expansions. Maithuni bhava metta. And we work hard in a complicated way. So, nate vidhu swartha katim hi vishnu darashayae bahirarthamani. I mean mine. This is bahirartha. Andhayatha andhai upaniyamana. And the whole society who doesn't know the ultimate selfishness of the soul is Vishnu. He is a blind person. He is a blind person. And he meets other blind person. Where do they go? They fall into ditch. What kind of selfishness that makes us fall into ditch? That's not good. Rather, one that makes us if we are rejoicing, each and every one of us rejoicing within our own self. That is real selfishness. We don't have to look for the happiness outside. We have to look for the happiness within ourselves. Because we are constitutionally happy. Nature. Sat Chit Anand. This is our constitution of the soul. And the body is opposite. Achit, Asat and Niranand. Asat means temporary. Achit means it is a soul that animates the body and becomes chit. When the soul gets out, the body is there, achit. So it is achit by its nature. And niranand. Nobody loves the body after it dies. So we think we are loving the bodies, but that is foolishness. We should love the soul who is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. And because we are all the same, that is the platform of equality. So, to serve the Supreme by recognizing that He is accompanying as Paramatma in each and all, that is the platform of equanimity. Others is simply giving, which will not yield any peace. Therefore, Krishna says, if you know three things, Bhaktaram Yakyatapasana. Whatever actions and activities are occurring in the whole material world, I'm the enjoyer of the fruit of those activities. Because they are done through my energies. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. I'm the proprietor of all planetary systems. And Suridam Sarvabhutam, I am situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma, a well-wisher, benefactor. Gyatva. Just knowing three things, Shanti Vrcha. He will become subordinate and expresses his willingness to surrender to him. Therefore, naturally, he will become Shanta. He will achieve peace. He will achieve this Atmarama position, satisfied. Otherwise, nobody is satisfied and nobody can satisfy you. So, if you satisfy one, yasmin tuste, jagat tuste. Satisfy Lord Shri Krishna. And the whole world will be satisfied. You don't have to satisfy anybody independently. Oh Krishna, I will satisfy you, but then they are also there. If I don't do something for them, they will become offended. I should satisfy. No. One. One and one only, because he is a supreme personality of Godhead. Everything else is emanated from him. Therefore, emanations should not be worshipped. The Christians are right when the Hindus do not know this proper significance of creation and created being. You know? They say Hindus do not worship the Creator. Rather, they worship the creation. Why should we worship creation? Creator is to be worshipped. Who is the Creator? Brahma is a secondary creator. He is not the original one. Even a man is creating in following the footsteps of Brahma. Why should we worship him? It's tertiary creator. But who is the primary creator? Krishna. He creates through his expansions. Karodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. There are so many phases. They are there. Just for a little material creation. But he himself is not part of creation. We were subjugated as part of creation. So we should not worship anybody who is coming as part of creation. Demigods are created. That's why they are called demigods. But they are very powerful jivas. They are not ordinary jivas. They are not creators. Brahma helps to carry out creation on behalf of, but he was imparted the energy. And he is becoming a secondary creator only for one universe. And there are different Brahmas for different universes. So he is not alone. So he cannot be puffed up that there is no one better than me. So if it is correct for creation, it is also correct for destruction. There are different levels of destructions. The ultimate destruction is in the hand of the Lord. Intermediate destructions are carried by Lord Shiva and the Rudras, his expansions. So, let's satisfy one and we will honor everyone. Yasmin tuste jagat tustam. This is the life of conclusion. And see the benefit. We should give up our miserliness by simply trying to enjoy the way we think No, there is so much enjoyment in Krishna consciousness. Every day should be a festival. Right? That's the need of enjoyment. So thank you very much, Rav Rosh Prabhupada.